Yeah, played through the ball pretty well. Guys executed well on offense. We felt like we had a good plan early, and 2 weeks in a row we found ourselves down 7-0, and then they got the kickoff return, which was similar to last week. So guys did a good job staying calm on the sideline and, executing the plan. And, Matt's kick at the end of the half was awesome. Really happy for him, and really just a momentum boost for us that felt like, even though we were down one, felt like it was tied or almost like we had the lead. And to get that field goal, to get points, knowing we were going to get the ball beginning of the second half, I thought was really critical. No, that's not something you want to. I've never heard of that theory. No. Yeah.
There's a lot of that narrative about not being able to play in the cold. Do you feel like today was more of an added effort and that answered?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to answer it because I didn't give it any validation in the first place. So we had a good plan, and thought we threw the ball well. Guys caught the ball well. So. What's that? Yeah, you never plan for 95 plays. Defense, had 45 plays, and they settled down. They were, did a good job on third down, getting them off the field, and we had a lot of first downs. I don't know how many, but we were first down, second down, first down. I mean, you're in that kind of rhythm, that puts a lot of pressure on the defense. Doesn't give them a chance to even get to their third down packages, and it helped us to move the ball down the field and ran the ball well, and thought the line protected well against a good Titans pass rush, and that was really critical.
There's 3 minutes left in the game. You scored your 51st. You go to the bench and you start looking at the photos. Without giving away state secrets.
Right.
What are you trying to learn about that?
Oh, you're always looking at it. I mean, Adam and I sit by each other. Never had a coordinator that really sits kind of by me the entire time. It's kind of his little spot as well as my spot, so we can talk about that series and talk about the upcoming series. So even at the end of the game, you're still, I think, studying and still looking at things, and knowing you might not get the ball back and the game could be over. But those pictures usually are just a validation of what you were seeing on the field, and but it's good to have somebody to talk to, who's in your ear calling the plays to you. Animated? Okay. Yeah, I mean, Adam and I are on the same page. We both want the same thing. We want to score touchdowns. We're both frustrated when we're down there close and have to settle for a field goal, especially when you see that the game might be somewhat of a shootout. Their offense was, capable of scoring points, and you just know what a difference a touchdown is over a field goal. And nobody works harder on our red zone than our coaching staff. And Adam and his staff, they spend a ton of time on the red zone, and it's paid a lot of dividends. And as players, you really want to execute that plan and get the ball into the end zone. And so when you don't get it in there, you're frustrated because you don't want that to come back to haunt you. And, touchdowns are better than field goals. Points are the main thing. So we've had some healthy conversations, and I think that's a good thing, believe it or not. I can't
think
of a particular instance of a miscommunication. I mean, probably we had a few balls that probably should have been completed, that weren't. So I don't, as far as. Right. Right. Yeah. Now that was one. That was one. Yeah, I mean, a couple of times down there, they covered us pretty well. They were playing some man-to-man, and we had some routes, and they covered it pretty well. Sometimes we think maybe we could have run it a certain way and had a better chance to succeed. The one with DT down there was a miscommunication. So, yeah, you love to eliminate those, especially on third down, when they are going to keep you from getting the touchdown. But I thought DT made a couple of huge plays, a big one there late on kind of an out and up. Down the sideline and caught that touchdown on the in route. And Julius made a great catch, and I was thankful they finally the referee finally said the ruling on the field stands. I got tired of them overturning. I've never gone back and forth that many times to the sideline of the bench. And then who else caught a touchdown? Welker caught one. Decker made a big play. It was a really good route there at the end on his kind of double move post for a touchdown. We make adjustments, but a lot of times, you know, it's just about executing the plan a little bit better. We had some momentum going into the half. You know, we scored a touchdown. Prater's kick, you know, set an NFL record. I think that definitely does lift your team up. And, you know, we got the ball at the beginning of the second half and just had a good mix of, it seems like, of running pass. And I can't remember how we scored on that drive, who it was, but it's just, I think our guys done a good job coming out of the halftime ready to play and playing fast.
Talk a little bit more about your offense. Always had a group going through the week. There's a list of records that you're on the base to break as
Well, you know, you score 51 points, so you're doing something right, but we'll study the film even in this short week, and we'll look at you know, a couple of the red zones where, hey, what could we have done better to get into the end zone? You're down there that close inside the 2 or 3 yard line. I want to say maybe twice and had to settle for field goals. You know, those are points left on the board, but there's certainly a lot of things that we're doing well. But you study each game individually, and it's about doing it each week. And we got a short turnaround. 95 plays is probably not the best scenario for a Thursday night game, and we took some injuries today, and not sure how that's going to affect us. So I'm not a fan of the Thursday games, and you know, for this reason alone. So, but we got to deal with it, and we're playing a division opponent who's we had a close game with them last time, and you know, got them here at home. Yeah, I mean, I've done it. I've played enough Thursday night games where I kind of know the habit. If that makes sense, yeah.
How much of a boost did Prater field?
Yeah, you might check somebody's notes here. Kind of covered that, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. All right, thanks.